Hey, it's Monday morning, and that means Howard Wilkinson stops by the studio to talk politics. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
We begin this morning some sad news. Former Cincinnati mayor and Hamilton County Party chairman Gene Ruhlman died over the weekend. He died Saturday evening at the age of 88. You covered him for a lot of years at the Enquirer. Tell me about Gene Ruhlman.
Gene Ruhlman was, number one, a gentleman. I mean, he was a man that you could disagree with. You could disagree with what you wrote, but he was never disagreeable. He was the, and as a political figure in Cincinnati, I think he was really one of the towering figures of Cincinnati politics. On city council throughout the 1960s. He had two terms as mayor. He was mayor when the debate was going on about where a new stadium was going to be built, and he made the deal that put Riverfront Stadium on the riverfront and also worked with Paul Brown to get the Bengals to come to Cincinnati, and that had an enormous impact. And also, in 1968, when there were riots after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., he was given a lot of credit for helping calm things down in the city. He then later, many years later, in the 1990s, when the Republican Party was in turmoil, they turned to him because he was a figure of respect and had a reputation for integrity. And they made him party chairman, and he was exactly the right person they needed at that time.
And that's where he got the nickname Clean Gene?
That was sort of, yeah, I think that probably predated that a little bit. But, you know, they looked at him as a person of honesty, integrity, respect in the community, and he earned it.
We should mention you have a story about his passing on our website, WVXU.org. And one thing I didn't know, apparently you said that he actually used a helicopter to take, was it home plate, from the old Crosley Field to the new riverfront?
Yeah, they moved the home plate from Crosley Field by helicopter to the new riverfront stadium, and Gene got in the helicopter and flew with home plate and helped place it in the ground at riverfront stadium. It was kind of an iconic moment.
You, it's in your online story. We talked about it off the air, but essentially when he was on council in the late 60s, early 70s, that's the last time that the Republicans have had a majority on Cincinnati City Council. And
that's right.
And it's been in a slow decline ever since. And this year, there's, what, one Republican council member, and again, they have no candidate for mayor.
Yes, I mean, Gene Ruhlman, you know, was at the very end of a period where Republicans had dominated Cincinnati City Council for many, many years. Since 1973 election, they have not had a council majority. And in this year's election, they have no mayoral candidate whatsoever. They have only four candidates for Cincinnati City Council, including the one incumbent, Charlie Winburn. And so there's no way, no possible way they could have a majority on Cincinnati City Council. And what they have to do is try to keep a foothold on council and build coalitions with other council members if they want to get anything done at all.
And this was sort of the subject of your column yesterday on the website, WVXU.org, because there are Republican donors who have money that they want to give to a candidate,
Yes.
But the GOP doesn't have a mayoral candidate, so they're looking for alternatives, and apparently that's Democrat John Cranley.
Yeah, most of them are moving Cranley's way, and I think it's because they perceive him as the more conservative candidate between Cranley and Roxanne Qualls, mainly because of his position on the parking lease agreement, which he opposes, mainly because of the streetcar project, which he opposes. He's been highly critical of the way the Cincinnati City Council put together this last budget, and they look at him as more conservative. Now, he says, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. I always have been. I ran for council. I ran for Congress as a Democrat. But essentially, he'll take their money. He'll take their money and spend their money to win Democratic votes because the city is a very Democratic city.
And Let's just talk briefly about, we're talking politics this morning, but starting in July, we're going to be talking politics on a more regular basis. If you didn't hear last week, Talk of the Nation ending production at the end of June, and we're going to replace that with an expanded and revamped edition program, Cincinnati Edition, which now on Saturday and Sunday mornings, but it will be on Monday through Thursday afternoons, 2 to 3, and Howard and I are going to host on Thursdays talking about politics.
That's right. We're going to have fun doing it. We're going to try to make it interesting every week.
And we'll try not to lose our job doing it.
That's right. Absolutely.
But we should say, if you have any ideas, you can find both of us email on the website, wvxu.org. You can also get in touch with us by Facebook, too. But again, that was our first show. How fitting. It's going to be on July the 4th.
That's right, 4th of July.
I think we're going to be talking about city politics on that day.
I think so. Yes, and do please, if you have ideas, just send them along to us.
It's 8:40. This is 91.7 WVXU. Howard, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you.